9 in the morning. And by now, the facts concerning Mrs. Barclay's supposedly fatal accident are public knowledge. But as you know, August Jansen suspects the true facts. And in just a few moments, we'll learn what Gus is doing to confirm his suspicions. First, in the private office of attorney Perry Mason.
Yes, Gertie. The district attorney. Well, all right, tell him to come in.
Ah, good morning, Miss Street. Well, you're looking very well.
Why, thank you, Mr. Apt. Gesundheit. You have a cold, Mr. Apt?
It's nothing serious, you understand. It won't keep me from the performance of my duty. Now, Miss Street, I'm willing to go more than halfway to meet the fellow. I'm even willing to go out in the raw, damp air and come here to see Mr. Mason. Did you give him my message?
Why, I haven't seen Mr. Mason this morning, Mr. Apt.
You don't mind if I wait here, do you? It mightn't look well for the district attorney to be seen cooling his heels in an attorney's waiting room. As one of the two or three most important public officials in the city, I'd prefer not to cool my heels in the waiting room. All right?
Oh, it's perfectly all right with me, but Mr. Mason won't be in.
Now, just a moment. If you're going to tell me Mason's in court, I checked the docket. His case is postponed. He'll be here.
Mr. Adams.
And if you're going to tell me the Barclay affair is none of my business, I feel it is my business. It's my duty. Mason's got his neck stuck out a mile.
You think so, Mr. Act?
I don't know where he's hiding Mrs. Barclay, but I do know she's alive and well. I should have been consulted from the very beginning.
Mr. Mason usually acts on his own initiative.
I'm very much aware of that. And someday he'll go too far. I warned him.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Mason's been lucky so far. And if he does pull this off, it'll be quite a feather in his cap. Oh, think of the publicity.
Mr. Mason doesn't care about publicity.
He would if he were in public office. But publicity can be dangerous. If this goes wrong.
In other words, he's a champ if it works and a chump if it doesn't.
Exactly. I really don't take my position too seriously, but the district attorney does have influence. Mason needs all the friends he can get. And I'm reasonable. I'll do what I can for him. Within reason, of course. You see, I even came to his office this morning.
Yes, sir, but Mr. Mason won't be in for some time.
Then suppose you tell me where to reach him.
He's in conference with the mayor and the lieutenant governor.
What?
Mr. Mason is on the governor's crime commission. Would you like me to ring the mayor's office?
Oh,
and tell
my,
him that
no, you're... no, no. Certainly not. Certainly not, Miss Street. We mustn't disturb the mayor and the lieutenant governor, eh?
His and I.
Thank you. No, Miss Street, we'll just let it go for now.
I'll be very glad to phone them.
I wouldn't think of it. My, no, I... But I would appreciate your asking Mr. Mason to phone me. Mm. When it's convenient, of course.
Of course.
Yes, you ask him to. And at his very own convenience. Good morning, Miss Street.
Meanwhile, many blocks away, Gus Jansen stops at an intersection.
Hello, Mr. Jansen. Hey, you got on white coveralls. How come, Mr. Jansen?
See the lettering over the pocket.
Hey, Jack's Repair Service. Now, what's that?
You and me. I opened that package on the seat. It's a pair of coveralls for you.
I hope they're big enough, Mr. Jansen.
Biggest I could buy. You got the pickup truck?
That's it ahead of us.
Get into those coveralls while I give you the rundown. I told you to meet me here because Arch Kerner lives around the block.
Who's he?
Editor of the Daily Blade.
Oh, that's the newspaper that carried the story about Mrs. Barclay being killed in an accident, huh?
Yeah, and if it's a plant and Mrs. Barclay isn't dead, Mr. Kerner will know it because he's the editor. So we're going to ask Mr. Kerner.
Dressed up like this?
Yeah, so we won't have any trouble getting inside his place. In case somebody sees us, he'll remember the uniform, but not what we look like.
You're awful smart, Mr. Jensen.
Okay, get in the truck. You drive. Bring a set of tools?
Yeah, sure, Mr. Jensen. How do you know Mr. Kiner's home?
I checked last night. He doesn't go to the paper till afternoon. Turn in the service entrance. Kiner lives on the ground floor. Okay, stop here. All right, let's go.
Just a minute, Mr. Jensen. What do we say?
Never mind. Grab the tools.
But we got to have something to tell him.
Albert, let me do the talking. Now, remember that. Let me do all the talking. You're just my helper, see?
Oh, okay, Mr. Jensen.
This is the back door to his place.
I can see a girl in a maid's uniform. She's in a kitchen. I guess Mr. Kiner has got all kinds of servants.
Mr. Kiner's a very important guy. Now, what's the matter with that dame? Can't she hear?
Oh, she heard you that time.
Yeah?
Good morning, Ajax Repair Service.
What?
Ajax Repair Service. You were told to come to 3716 Burr Street.
My boss didn't say anything to me about it.
Oh, yeah? Does he usually say something to you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll wait in the kitchen while you tell him we're here.
Mr. Kerner's not home. He woke up with a toothache and he's at the dentist. I told Mr. Kerner he had trouble with that tooth, but
you
he would...
You expect him back?
Yeah.
Well, we'll come in and wait.
No, you won't, mister.
Now, look, baby, we came all the way over here on a service call. Why make two...
No offense, mister, but the boss gave me strict orders not to let anybody in unless he says so.
You don't say. Now, what's he going to say about you turning us away?
I'm just doing what he says, and it's too bad if you don't like it, mister. I'm the housekeeper in charge.
Housekeeper? Aren't you a little young and pretty to be a housekeeper?
Mr. Kiner likes my work.
Uh-huh.
He likes my husband's work, too. My husband's the houseman and the handyman. My husband's almost as big as your sidekick here. You want me to call my husband?
That isn't necessary. Now, look, miss.
I got work to do, mister. Maybe you're the repairman, like you say, but I don't know.
Excuse me, miss.
Thanks, Albert.
Excuse me, but I just figured why you didn't hear it the first time we knocked.
Albert, I thought...
It's the electric floor waxer, huh?
What?
You've been using the electric floor waxer. You turned it off before you come to the door.
So what if I did?
Turn it on again, huh? Please, ma'am. Turn it on again. We'll wait right here.
Okay.
Yeah, see? No wonder you didn't hear us.
Yeah, does make a lot of noise.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to burn out a bearing if it ain't lubricated. Turn it off a second. You care if I put a little oil on a bearing? No kidding, ma'am. It's going to burn out if I don't. You can leave the back door open if you don't trust us.
Well, okay, go ahead. But I'm telling you, my husband's right upstairs.
Yes, ma'am. It only takes a little oil to smooth it out.
I told Mr. Kiner we needed a new floor waxer.
Oh, no, ma'am. I don't think so. Okay, let's try it now. Yeah, okay, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you boys are repairmen. Oh, now I remember. Mr. Kiner said his electric typewriter isn't working right. You boys fix typewriters?
We fix anything, ma'am.
Where is the typewriter?
In Mr. Kerner's study.
I suppose you show us where it is. We'll get to work. We'll probably have the job done by the time Mr. Kiner gets back. At any rate, we'll certainly do the job this morning.
Oh, sure. You can keep working after he comes back.
Oh, we'll work even harder then. Show us to the study, will you? Well, now Gus Jensen is inside the editor's apartment. Now Gus is waiting for him. What do you think is going to happen? You can be certain there are important and surprising developments in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?